It's Louise on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire. Now, people living in housing association homes could get the same right to buy as those in council-owned properties. Now, the announcement made by Boris Johnson yesterday also included proposals to allow those on universal credit to use part of their benefits towards mortgage payments. Now, opposition politicians have criticised the details of the plan, saying it's unworkable. Now, Freddie Poser is the Cambridge-based director of the campaign group Priced Out, who campaigned for affordable housing. Freddie, thank you for joining us this morning. What do you make of yesterday's announcement?
I think that it's good that the government is finally taking seriously the plight of young people and people across the country that they can't afford to own a home. But I think it's a shame that they've missed the opportunity to really tackle the root of the problem, which is the supply. It doesn't matter how you allocate the limited number of homes we have. We need to build more homes.
Freddie, I can't move, especially around the county, for more buildings, sites and houses seem to be popping up everywhere. We're always hearing about fields getting drained for new housing developments. Where's the problem?
Well, the problem is across the country. Cambridgeshire, especially the two local councils, Cambridge and South Cambridgeshire, are doing pretty well, building quite a few homes, but it's still not enough. We know that Cambridge, for example, is one of the most unaffordable places in the country. It's because we've got the university here. People desperately need to live here. We need to build places for them to live, safe, affordable, high-quality places for people to live.
So for people that don't know, then, explain the difference, if you can, and I don't want to pop you on the spot, Freddie, but if you can, between housing association homes and council-owned properties. What's the difference and what's being offered to the housing association families?
So, to put it quite simply, housing associations they're independent bodies. They're not owned by the government in any way, but they exist to provide social housing. And what Boris Johnson is doing is at least seen by the Conservatives as the extension of what Thatcher started, and the extent that people living in social homes now, not just specifically council-owned social homes, should be allowed to buy their property. And there is also announcements surrounding the use of benefits and universal credit to buy, to get a mortgage. So those were the announcements that he brought out yesterday.
Now, we know that a lot of people in the opposition parties have sort of poo-pooed it, saying, you know, if you go into the detail of the plan, it's not going to work. You've mentioned your concerns there. Do you think there's any positives in the strategy? Do you think it, in any way, it will help people buy a home?
So I think that it could help on the margin. I'm not reflexively against the idea. I think you'd have to wait to see the very details of it, and hopefully it will be the best possible version of the scheme it can be. And there are some people who argue that this might actually help unlock supply if housing associations are able to build new homes. And that would be the real benefit of the scheme if it did lead to there being more houses. But as I say, the thing that the government should be focusing on is the supply side. The issue is there aren't enough homes to go around, not how you allocate those homes.
And what other support do people need? And I say that because I remember reading feedback somewhere on this at some point in the last 24 hours. I can't remember where I heard it. And somebody was saying, actually, the simple thing that you can do is change the mortgage lending criteria to show how well renters have been paying their rent for X amount of years, because actually that never shows on your credit file. So you can be paying more in rent every month on time, bang on your rental date, and it counts nothing towards your lending criteria for a mortgage.
I think that's absolutely right. And I think that if you're a renter, as I am, you know, it's absolutely galling to see, you know, your money going out the door and you're getting no recognition of that. I think that would be an easy change to make. And I don't understand why that hasn't been made. But in the end, again, that comes down to the fact that that would help you get a mortgage. But then we just have more people competing for these too few properties. We need to build the houses so that prices actually come down. They become genuinely affordable for young people.
Freddie, do you think that in this country we're a bit too obsessed with the idea of owning our homes? Now, I know why that's so attractive. Obviously, it's security. It's something to pass on to future generations. But in Europe, there isn't this pressure to actually own your home. Most people, or certainly last time I was there, it was very much, we just rent. It's just what we do. The pressure's not there to purchase.
I think that you could make that argument. I think it'd be a shame to give up for young people on the dream of owning a home. I think there's clearly a very strong emotional appeal that people want, as you say, the security. And this isn't something that's out of reach for us. We could reform the sector. We could make England a better place to own a home again. But we just have to put in the work, and the government have to take the crisis seriously.
Freddie, lovely to chat to you this morning. Thanks so much. Really interesting. That's Freddie Poser there, the Cambridge-based director of Priced Out, the campaign group campaigning for affordable housing. Let me tell you what's coming up after Jeremy's headlines at 7:30. We're going to be finding out about an event happening in Swavesey over the weekend. And it's really lovely because one of the dangers, I think, for many people that we start to sort of have the news headlines about Ukraine in the headlines, but in the background now. In February and March, it was absolutely forefront of our lives. We were all sort of stepping up. It was everywhere, the war in Ukraine, the Russian invasion. But now things have settled down, and for many people, it's just become part of the background noise of global events